Your LinkedIn profile matters because this is a great central point for collecting testimonials and recommendations. The other thing is that it's a great selling tool, the same as the one sheet. And your LinkedIn profile will quite often come up in results, especially if you've driven it from an SEO perspective in search results, either on your name or for the category of speaker that you want to be. But get your LinkedIn profile really, really tight. Make sure that it's very clear that you are a speaker and an expert. Clean up your LinkedIn profile. And how I want you to think about this is what we're finding to be true over the last several years is that Facebook will celebrate you. Instagram people will ask for you and demand you almost, but LinkedIn is where the people who will pay you engage with you.
Welcome to the Speaker Driven Business Podcast for the entrepreneurs, the subject matter experts, and the difference makers who want to unlock the power of speaking driven strategies to accelerate impact, influence, and revenue. I'm your host, Jacqueline Nagel, and this is the place for straight talking, easy to implement 20-minute or less business, speaking, and communications insights and lessons, which will help you break through from unheard of to in demand. Let's go.
Welcome back to episode 40 of Speaker Driven Business, and I am so looking forward to this conversation. I am changing gears a little. There has been a lot of conversation in the episodes to date around mindset, around attitude, around the craft of putting one signature speech together using one of our formats. We've dived a little bit, we've scratched the surface with storytelling and story shaping and all of that. And that's because I have a firm belief that if you actually want to be in demand as a speaker, then you must become really good at what you do. And that includes the craft and your content. However, there is no denying that the number one question we get asked all the time across our communities, when I speak, in our masterclasses, when people first connect with us, and that is always, how do I get paid to speak? How do I find paid gigs? How do I find the right stages? And whilst I will never walk back from my very firm opinion that the fastest way to get that is to become so damn good at what you do that people not only come to find you, but they also insist on paying you. So putting that aside, and with that as my baseline, I've decided because this question will not go away, it doesn't matter how much I shout into the wind, that you are starting at the wrong place, you are asking the wrong damn question. I've decided that I need to start to answer it, to shift the conversation. And not only that, to actually inform you so that you're not just punching blind in the darkness of possibility, believing that there's this elusive thing out there. At the end of the day, what we do to create a successful, sustainable, predictable, speaking-driven business, what we do is business and marketing 101 to a large extent. Having said that, for many of you who are new to the world or who have experienced the foundation level of success and are wondering how to push to that next level, there are some irrefutable laws. There are some things that you need to have in place. Now, this actually matters and is applicable whether you are making money from speaking or through speaking or both. And in another episode, we're going to unpack that a lot more for you. But for now, just think about if there's any way that you want to make money from or through speaking, then this is relevant. This is not just the realm of professional speakers. It is not just the realm of expert business builders. It is not just the realm of founders of charities and movements. It is the realm of anyone who actually wants to create demand as a speaker and be paid from or through their speaking for what they know to be true about the world. There are some irrefutable laws, and most people seem to think that a great idea, a keynote or a speech that some people have loved and incredible experience is enough, and it's not. I don't know if you've noticed, but the world is a really noisy place vocally. There is a lot of noise and a lot of chatter. We have platforms that give people a voice, and whether or not you believe that everyone should have a voice, that's actually irrelevant. You've got to be able to cut through, right? So all of a sudden, a great idea, some incredible experience, a lived experience journey, a professional experience journey, whatever it might be, is not enough to cut through. And yet, you look at other speakers and you wonder how they're getting the cut through, because deep down inside, you feel to the core of your being that you are better as a speaker, that you have a better idea, that you have a more creative solution, that your experience speaks more closely to creating powerful and transformational shifts. You may believe all of that, and in actual point of fact, you may have enough touch points to tell you that it's true. And yet you're still coming and reaching out to me and asking me, how do I get paid to speak? Because there is a combination of people asking that question. There's the people who are emerging and aspiring who go, how do I get the paid gigs? And then there's those who are actually established, who from the outside looking in, you think are doing really, really well. And the truth is that they're not getting paid enough, or they're not getting paid frequently enough, so well enough or frequently enough to be able to actually go all in or to get out of survival mode. Now, as a speaker, the last thing you want to be is in survival mode, because it impacts your quality, your tone, your vibration, your ability to connect with people. It brings an edge that creates a disconnect. So the last thing you want to be as a speaker is in survival mode, okay? So then what are we going to talk about in this episode? I've only got you for about 15 to 20 minutes. I want to make sure I give you some value. We're going to really unpack a lot of things that you need to be aware of that will all contribute to that ability to become an inbound speaker who is paid well for what they know to be true about the world. But we're going to start here. We're going to start here with what I call the minimum viable launch. And this actually speaks into the irrefutable laws of demand for speaking. And what do I mean by irrefutable laws? Did I get them cast in stone? No, I didn't. Are they written anywhere in legislation? No, they're not. Are they actually published anywhere as a handbook? No, they're not. But this is actually what we've drawn down on over the last 8 years of working with people looking to break into the next level of their speaking career. And this is what we've discovered to be true. You can't just bypass a number of elements if you want to actually be paid. This is actually about not just showing up with a great idea, not just showing up believing that you are in service and of value to the world. This is actually about how are you creating trust with the people who want to pay you and give you their stages. Because what you're actually doing is you're actually positioning yourself so that anyone who's looking at hiring you knows that they can trust their audiences with you. Now, if you're not doing that, then it's a little bit like pushing the proverbial uphill, right? You are always going to get flashes of brilliance, but you are never going to get to a predictable, sustainable stage. So I'm going to run you through 11 elements that we give our clients called Minimum Viable Launch. It's straight out of our first level launch program, which is one of the most powerful speaking business development programs in Australia right now, bar none. And we know that because of the people who are in it and the people who are telling us what they're loving about it. But that's a whole different conversation. Right now, I just want to give you the 11 things that go together to make up the minimum viable launch that you must have in place to be able to start to break through to those paid speaking gigs or the next level of paid speaking fees that you're looking for. But this is what you need in place. So the first one is a speaker reel. Now, many of you, when you're at the starting gate, will tell me that you don't have big stage footage or the kind of speaking footage that you need. There are ways to do that. And we have three levels of speaker reel. The first one is transition. So when you're moving out of wherever you've been into the realm of speaking, there's a transition speaker reel that we can put together. We have a format for it. But the transition speaker reel literally draws on things that you do have, not what you don't have, draws on things that you do have to create a good enough reel to get started. Now, those transition reels do actually work. One of my private clients a number of years ago, I worked with her for 4 years, and she broke through into international gigs and going from free speaking to paid speaking and even breaking into MC work with only a transition speaker reel. She didn't actually have an updated reel for a very long time. So that transition speaker reel really powerfully positioned her expertise. It really powerfully positioned how people respond to her when she speaks. It really powerfully positions the few photos that she had. And we brought it together knowing that it wasn't the ultimate reel, but it was enough to get her moving. So there's a transition reel. Then the next one, once you've actually got some real live stage footage and some different rooms, that's what we call the interim reel. And then you'll have that before in place and getting work with that before moving through to the established speaker reel, which is the blockbuster reels that you'll see with any of the established professional speakers. So there's three stages, and you can start right now putting a transition level speaker reel together. So number one, speaker reel. Number two is your introduction or story reel. Now, this is 2 minutes maximum, and it is your introduction of your expertise, your message, your story reel. It very much is to answer the question, why you? So even though we say it's an introduction reel and a story reel, it must be told through the lens of what's in it for them, for the audience. So what is it that you're wanting to convey about why you? So it should introduce your message. It should give us a very clear idea of who you're for. It should also give us at least 3 clear takeaways that are of benefit to our audiences and the people who are going to book you. And it should have a little bit of the personal story to give you credibility. Now, the trick with these are they're 2 minutes maximum, generally speaking, which means you've got about 300 words to play with. So every word's going to count and you need to make sure that they're the most powerful positioning possible. But you need that introduction / story reel to really actually connect with the people who are thinking about engaging with you, especially at the start of your career, right? The third video is your IP or expertise videos. These are just 1 to 3 minute vlogs, so to speak, and videos which are readily available on your YouTube channel and your website, which clearly articulate and speak deeply into one element only per video of your expertise. They're usually, in our world, they're actually pulled straight out of the signature speech. We have, if you listen back to some of the podcast episodes, we have a thing called the engine room. And we actually can literally create our first 5 IP or expertise-based videos. And often that's all you need based on those things in the engine room. Now, they're 1 to 3 minutes. I prefer that they have them as 1 minute so they're quick and easy to absorb. 1 to 3 minutes, and they should appear on your YouTube channel or your website and also featured media in LinkedIn, the same with your speaker reels. So number 3 is IP and expertise videos. Number 4 is current headshots. Now let's talk about headshots. They need to be done professionally. They need to be done by somebody who knows how to get you to connect down the camera or the lens of the camera. And why does this matter? Because your headshots need to convey trust. They also need to convey that you are trustable and also approachable. There needs to be a warmth and a certainty about them. So you can't get that with anyone just quickly ripping off a shot. Get some proper headshots done. Get a package that gets you at least 3 that are professionally retouched and be ready to use them as your hero shots. These headshots must be on brand and on topic, and they must captivate, right? So it's not about the beautiful lifestyle shot. This is straight down the camera, sitting, standing, wherever you're most relaxed and most powerful. And these are about connecting through the lens, through the photo, through to the people that you need to build trust with. So make sure your headshots are current. The 4th one is photos of you speaking. Now, nothing beats video, but don't let that stop you. And even if you need to actually, your first photos of you speaking are to smaller rooms or boardrooms or whatever it might be, that's okay. But what I would say to you, the number 1 mistake I see all the time with emerging and aspiring speakers doing the right thing and hiring photographers to come in, is you must get photographers who are good and experienced at capturing event photos. There must be heads in shot. And what I mean by that is you must be able to see you and the audience, right? And preferably from the front for reaction if possible, also from the back and the sides of the room, but you must be able to see you plus other people. If you can't, then your photographs are useless, particularly at the start of your career. Now, a while ago, there was a number of photographers doing staged shots on great big stages, but there were no heads in shot and they actually ended up not being credible at all. So get photos of you speaking and think about creatively how you might be able to get that. A few of our emerging clients have been really good at doing that, at creating rooms where they can actually get those photos, and not rooms of their own, but actually going in and offering their services and their speaking and their workshops to particular client groups that are within their target audience and using that footage, those photos. So really think about that a little bit creatively. At the end of the day, to get going, you just need probably 3 killer speaking shots. They don't have to be on big stages. They just have to be of you in motion, you in action, to really start to position you at the starting gate, your minimum viable launch. So that was number 5, photos of you speaking. The 6th one is your speaker one sheet. Okay, now we've got a lot of stuff running on our socials at the moment as this episode is being published and going to air. We've got a lot of stuff running about speaker one sheet and they're really overlooked. There's a lot of chatter at the moment, you don't need them in this day and age. You've got your website pages, you've got your LinkedIn stuff, you've got your Instagram followings, but you actually do, right? You actually do need your one sheet. It is your sales tool when you're not available. It's downloadable for people to share and it crystallizes everything that somebody's going to book you needs to know. Right? It is the most powerful document. The other thing that's really beneficial about it is it shows you where your gaps are and where you need to strengthen it. Because if you can't create a speaker one sheet true to form, then you're actually not ready to launch, right? Harsh, brutal truth, but it's true. So create your speaker one sheet. The 7th thing that we need, the 7th element, is your 100 word bio. Now, I'm going to give you a hack here. If you're not quite sure what to write, just find somewhere where your current bio is. It might be a summary on LinkedIn. It might be in a consulting document. It might be on a website. Copy that text, throw it into ChatGPT or whatever your language modeling application of choice is. Throw it in and ask them to rewrite the bio as a speaker on this topic in this country. And it must be 100 words. And she will, we call ours Coco, which is why I always got to say she, will drop out for you an edited, updated version of your bio that's fit for purpose for a speaker. Now, is that one you're going to use all the time? No, but guess what? This is minimum viable launch. This is good enough to get you going. Now, a really quick thing for you is that this is not your MC introduction. So when someone asks for your bio or your MC introduction to be introduced on stage, this is not what you send them. That's something different. But again, to get you rolling, your bio of 100 words, that's number 7. Number 8 is your LinkedIn profile. Now, your LinkedIn profile matters because this is a great central point for collecting testimonials or recommendations that are verified. You can't just stick those testimonials up. The other thing is that it's a great selling tool, the same as the one sheet. And your LinkedIn profile will quite often come up in results, especially if you've driven it from an SEO perspective in search results, either on your name or for the category of speaker that you want to be. But get your LinkedIn profile really, really tight. Make sure that it's very clear that you are a speaker and an expert, right? Clean up your LinkedIn profile, right? And how I want you to think about this is what we're finding to be true over the last several years is that Facebook will celebrate you. Instagram people will ask for you and demand you almost, but LinkedIn is where the people who will pay you engage with you. So this is really, really important. We have a very clear LinkedIn strategy in our first level launch because it works. We currently have someone who has had a really, really interesting journey with getting her message to break through in the market, but with tenacity and persistence, it's working, and everything that's working is coming through her LinkedIn platform, through her LinkedIn profile and the activity she does with that under our strategy. So do not underestimate the power of LinkedIn, and it's a really good place to get started. If you don't already have testimonials or recommendations, think about the people who have engaged with you when you've spoken before. Reach out to them, ask for one. The time that it takes will be so beneficial. And guess what? Once the recommendations are published on LinkedIn, they're in what we call the public domain, and you can use them on any of your marketing. So you can take the most powerful parts of those recommendations and use them in the one sheet that we mentioned just before. So it's number 8, your LinkedIn profile. Running through these people. Number 9 is your social links. Make sure that they are up to date. They are live on your website, your primary channels to market. Don't put your personal ones up unless you're actually using them for business. But do put your social links, particularly LinkedIn and Instagram, if that's what you're using. And then number 10 is your speaker profile page on your website. Downloadable links to all the resources that you have available. And there's a very specific way that we do speaker pages on websites. So again, most designers and developers will develop them to highlight you and showcase you. And that's lovely, but it has to be through the lens of delivering the information that the people who will book and pay speakers will be looking at it through. So that's your speaker profile page on your website. Absolutely essential. If you say you're a speaker and then I can't find the evidence to support that. And the number one challenge right now is people are struggling to find speakers outside of the ones who are already established. So if you're not doing all of these things, you're going to be in the noise. If you are doing these things, it's not going to take you very long to stand out and start getting inquiries. And the last thing is we have a Dropbox or Google Drive link with all your key information available. So it might have your one sheet. It might have your speaker brochure if you've gone that far. It'll have your key headshots, your bio. It'll have any terms and conditions, but we have that ready to go. So if someone's interested, you can very quickly, or you secure a gig, you can very quickly get that off to them. And whilst that feels like it's probably not essential, it is actually really important for once you start to break through. So a quick rundown, 1 through 11 again on these. Number 1, speaker reel. These are the things you need for a minimum viable launch. Number 1, speaker reel, transition or interim level. Number 2 is your introduction or story reel. Number 3 is your IP and expertise videos. Number 4, current headshots. Number 5, photos of you speaking. Number 6, your speaker one sheet. Number 7, your 100-word bio. Number 8, your LinkedIn profile. Number 9, your social links. Number 10, speaker profile page on your website. And number 11, Dropbox or Google Drive links with all of your key information available for interested people. All of the rest of what you need to do, you can do as you build. But we find if you just take a little bit of extra time to get the minimum viable launch in place to start with, your world will change. Your acceleration will be noticeable. But if you don't have the above, if you don't have those 11 elements in place, and probably 10 of those 11 are essential, you will find it very difficult to create sustainable, predictable, speaking-driven revenue. And all that will do is lead you to exhaustion and making decisions that this isn't for you, when in actual point of fact, it could be, if only you'd known how.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Speaker Driven Business. And if you have, I'd love you to do two things for me. Number one, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And number two, leave a review so other people can find and enjoy the content we share. Online, you can find us on Instagram and connect with me personally on LinkedIn. Just head to anygiventuesday.com.au and you will find all the connection points there. Speaker Driven Business is the show making speaking-driven strategies accessible to everyone, and I am honored you tuned in.